Hello, Sharkries. Here we are again. Welcome to 2026. Another year, another wild, energetic landscape, another invitation to come home to yourself in a deeper, true, more embodied way. And before I say anything else, let me remind you and make this very clear. This is not a course. This is not a curriculum. This is not me sitting on a mountaintop telling you how to be spiritual. This is a pathway. It's a pathway back to yourself. And we are now 8 years deep in this pathway. The chakras are a gateway into a remembering, a recalibration. So a 7-month journey that I walk with you, not above you, not ahead of you, not as your guru, but as a fellow chakri navigating the same collective intensity that you are. That's why we have a Facebook page, so that we can go on and create these little, what I call mini podcasts, that we can share with each other, and they become an enlightening source of vulnerability that you have the ability to grow from, because you're listening to someone else's story that is on the same journey as you. That's just one aspect. Because if there's one thing I know for sure, it's that these times are not asking us to be perfect. They're asking us to be present, to be honest, to be brave enough to meet what's actually happening inside us. Not the polished version, not the spiritualized version, but the real, raw, human version. And this year I've been waiting for what I know is the theme that is each chakra immersion. I wait until it comes through so strongly in my body, in your bodies, because collectively I already know who the group's going to be energetically. I don't know physically who you are, but I understand that the energy of the group this year comes in as what is known as the upper heart chakra. And this isn't one of the classic seven, so you won't find it in old books or the rainbow diagrams. But since 2012, this chakra, the one that sits between the heart and the throat, has been waking up in all of us. And you can tap just on that sternum piece right now 3 times. 1, 2, 3. This is the center of that upper heart. And the way I feel this upper heart is linked to our thymus, which actually links us to the emotional frameworks of vitality, immune strength, emotional resilience, and feeling safe and connected. So it actually helps train immune cells to recognize what is self, what is not self. And this is why that thymus and the upper heart is deeply tied to boundaries and identity and discernment, which is so important right now, right? We've just come from a decade of massive over information, and now we have to sit here and discern. It's also this massive transition between the childhood and the adulthood. So it's really active in childhood and early adolescence. And then it can start to gradually shrink as we move more into the earth plane, right? And now it's reactivating, bringing in that deeper healing, emotional breakthroughs. Like, this is the core of the spiritual awakening. This is the core of the trauma resolution, the heart opening phases, the bridge between the heart and the soul. So it's really about the shift from survival to connection. So moving out of hypervigilance and fight or flight, emotional shutdown, into deep receptivity and trust and relational safety, boundary repair, stepping into sovereignty, releasing inherited patterns, and bringing in that heart expansion with compassion, forgiveness, and intuitive clarity. Because we're really moving from a place of I must protect myself to I can be myself. So the thymus, the upper heart, responds to truth and coherence and emotional honesty and spiritual alignment. So this upper heart gateway that we're working through this year is the bridge between feeling and expression, between truth and voice, between compassion and boundaries, between I know what to feel and I'm willing to live from that truth. So it's the chakra of emotional maturity and relational honesty, that embodied compassion, clean communication, self-respect, and the courage to live from your heart without abandoning yourself. And although we're journeying through the classic seven chakras this year, the upper heart will be woven through everything, especially our heart chakra month, because the heart can feel deeply, but the upper heart decides what you do with those feelings. This is the chakra that says, I can love you and still choose myself. I can feel deeply and still speak clearly. And I can be soft without collapsing. I can be honest without harming. I can be open without losing my center. And I feel like this is the frequency of 2026. This is the work. And the immersion this year is going far beyond the traditional chakra teachings. We're not just talking about colors and symbols and affirmations. Like always, we're going into the core belief systems that sit underneath each chakra. It's like we use the chakras as that gateway for the opening, the trauma imprints, the somatic memories, the emotional patterns that have been quietly running your life, the places where your body still holds the story long after your mind has moved on. And it doesn't matter where you are on this perceived journey, there's always a deeper place to go. There's always more parts of you that have learned to shut down that are only just revealing themselves now. There's always more parts that learned how to overfunction, that learned how to disappear, that learned to survive instead of live. And we're not just naming them, we're unwinding them, and we do it together. From the body, from the nervous system, we're unwinding them from the emotional field, we're unwinding them from the identity structures that have kept you small. Because this work isn't about becoming a better version of yourself. It's about becoming a truer version of yourself. It's about remembering who you were before the world told you who to be. These societal imprints, these family imprints, the lineage. It's about reclaiming the parts of you that got lost along the way. And it's about choosing love over fear, not in a fluffy spiritual bypass way, but a grounded, embodied, I'm actually doing the work way. And I want you to know this. I don't ask you to go anywhere. I'm not willing to go myself. I don't ask you to feel anything. I'm not feeling myself. And I don't ask you to open anything I'm not opening to. This is a co-journey, a co-excavation, a co-liberation. So we often laugh, cry, swear, have breakthroughs in the car, in the shower, in places that, you know, we're either together or apart. We unravel, we rebuild, we soften, we expand, we come home. We meet once a month collectively to do that together too, which is lovely. Share our stories of the month. And like always, this is now 8 years deep. So I have spent some time packing this out, again, not to make it more challenging to what can I fit in, how can I fit all of this content in, more in I've got collaborations like Colleen, who comes in and tests us with her art immersions and allows us to see beyond the control and many other things when she works with us. And I usually bring in another couple of other practitioners of some kind that I feel are important for us to journey with in the year. We always have lots of goodies that come along the journey with us. I love this time of the year to do a massive crystal shop because the crystals are one of my favorite tools that we use alongside remedies and elixirs and all sorts of things. So it's definitely packed out, but it's not packed out in a way that overwhelms. It's packed out in a way that allows you to tune into the week, allow it to unfold and just be, really. So I guess if you've come this far, then you might be already feeling the pull. You might even be feeling a yes in your body. So I want you to kind of trust that. You know, you'll know very quickly that this chakra immersion this year is for you or not. That's why it tends to come as this invitation, because if I did it any other way, the group isn't going to be aligned because people will be coming in thinking it's going to be one thing. It's like there has to be a knowing that you have inside of you, not what you're necessarily getting yourself into, but the energy that you're coming along. Because once you're in the group field, there's kind of no getting out of it. You're flowing like this strong current along with us all. And my one job is to really be able to, I don't like using the word hold space, but to be able to allow there to be a place where you can land and feel safe to feel those vulnerabilities, but also talk you through the normalcy of how you might be feeling in that chakra or why you can't connect with that chakra, all of those things. And so like always, there's two entry points in, and one of them is called the can opener because it's for those who are really ready to dive deeply and be immersed in everything and be part of a group experience. And then the amped aspect is including 5 one-on-ones, because sometimes we don't realize when we need that extra support. Sometimes we don't realize when we're treading water and unable to pull back from projections or pointing the finger outside of ourselves. And this is why I love the group energy, because it really layers it with such a deep accountability that you can't squirm out of. So the 2026 Chakra Immersion is officially open, and I would love just now to invite you formally to sign up. At this point in time, we actually start on the 21st of March, which is just a little over a month away as I record this, on the last day of the snake energy. Tomorrow is the horse. And so this is also, ironically enough, Harmony Day. We generally start around this time. Sometimes there's flexibility. And most of the time we run into the next chakra a month later. So I will figure out all the dates, but now is the time to show up. I always cap our numbers at 25. So once that's full, that's it. I can't bring in any more because I find it too big to hold space for more than 25 in that way. So enjoy the moving into the horse, the final day of the snake, if you are listening to this. And there is an exploratory chat available if you want to have a deep dive chat with me around whether or not this immersion is right for you. I'm not here to drag your feet into it. In fact, that is my goal, is to ensure that you are ready. If not, there's plenty of other options. I have a free immersion. I have a 7-day immersion. There's so many options. Just do a meditation. It's up to you how deep you want to dive this year, how much you are ready to play full out in your life, leaning into love and away from fear. Big love, chakras.